before moving into other business ventures, maybe we should address Arrowhead more and the fire that took place on January 27th, 2024, this year, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Where were you when that fire broke out?
I was in Tulsa, setting up for the Tulsa Boat Show, which was going to open on Monday. I think that was a Friday that it burned. And I got the phone call that it was on fire. And they said, don't do any heroic driving. It's gone.
So, what a gut punch that was.
We had just spent $1 million renovating it.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous. It was everything I ever hoped for.
Yeah.
They got it all. And then we lost it after a year. We still are in confusion of, you know, what to do and how to rebuild. That picture is getting clearer. By the way, we have notified our insurance company that we are going to rebuild. And many of the obstacles we are getting removed that were blocking certain boundary lines, etc. GRDA has been tremendous, and we hope we'll have a big announcement to make soon.
Good. Will it be in the same place exactly, or did you have to move it? Because
I can't say it'll be exactly, but maybe it'll be close enough you won't even know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that. I think we can recreate that. Building itself, what we had was perfect, so it's going to look just like that.
Good.
The only other change is it'll probably have a boat showroom attached to it.
Oh.
And that way the boats will be able to be taken out of the showroom. Currently, the biggest ballroom we have is at Cherokee, and the maximum we can get in that thing comfortably is about 175. And frankly, Grand Lake has outgrown that.
Hmm.
There are many opportunities for a bigger banquet than 175.
Mm-hmm. I was reading when the fire department came, the fact that you were on the water actually helped because they pumped water right out of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't contain it. It just went.
There was no way.
Right.
They worked and did the best that they could.
And after investigation, what did they determine was the cause of the fire?
This is a little funny thing. The night of the fire, the fire marshal arrived. And he looked at it and he said, you know, I don't think we're ever going to have any idea what caused that fire. He said, and I am not going to go carry and leaf through that thing and crawl through there to see. And he said, they've got a line on the report that's going to say cause of fire. And he said, they're going to fill that blank in. If they don't, they're not doing their job. And he says, as long as it doesn't affect your insurance, don't get concerned about what they put in there. Well, sure enough, the cause of fire was an employee smoking room. And we weren't even open. It was like completely nonsense. You know, there wasn't anybody in there smoking at all, period, but that's what they put in. But I think it was basically about the problem of a building that had been built onto and added onto and added onto several times, over and over again.
And you didn't have a sprinkler system?
No. There was no sprinkler system.
Right.
And I think there was probably a lot of faulty wiring.
Well, maybe it's none of my business, but when they put in that smoking room, does that affect your insurance?
No. It did not.
All right. So they made up something?
Yeah.
Because they didn't know?
They didn't know.
But wasn't it, weeks before that three boats started on fire here at the marina?
Yeah, we had a fire in the marina, and that didn't help anything. Because then it became conspiracy.
Right.
And it wasn't.
No. And why did those three boats start on fire?
A unapproved heater.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That scares everybody who uses a heater.
Mm-hmm.
So here we're sitting in December 2024. When do you think, how long will it take to build the club, the building?
That's being determined at this time.
Oh.
And, you know, I don't have that one. We are rapidly working on that to come up with an answer.
So you don't know when to begin the building at all yet?
Not yet.
Yeah. It must pain you still to come driving here to your office, which is...
Oh, it just kills me.
I don't know
how
many yards are from where that place was to see that.
50 yards.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And like I said, it was so beautiful and it worked so well.
So did you ever say, why me?
Yeah. Well, you just... Probably, plenty of reasons why it should have happened way before. So... Mm-hmm. No one was hurt. No one was injured. We are insured. Must take, you know, solace and be thankful for that.
Right. And the fact that nobody was there, the boat show was on, the club was closed. So
that's right.
Under the circumstances, if it was going to happen, that's when it should have happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we had Cherokee. And fortunately, because had we not, we would have been out of business. That just would have been end of show.
Yeah.
And so, we had more unused seating at Cherokee than we had at Arrowhead.